Oh. Feeling the vibration of the chant in your bodies. Bring your attention to the east, the direction behind and Marcella and Pauline. Feel the direction of the east, the place of the morning, the place of beginnings, the place of new breath and life. See there the two great birch trees. And the sense of the morning, the sense of sunrise, the sense of spring, the sense of greenness and beginnings. And as we look in between the trees, looking into the rising light, looking into the beginning, we hear the sound far off of silver bells. And out of the far distance, a woman rides on a milk-white steed, silver bells jingling as she rides. She rides from there to here, from the realms of fairy into this room. She is hard to see, her shape changes constantly. She is the Fairy Queen. Who brings the blessings of the May, who opens the road between Earth and Fairy. The Lady of the Green. Turning to the south, behind Rob and Siobhan, we find a gateway. A Traethlan pillar, one made of wood, one side is white, one side is red, and the lintel is green. And as we look into this lintel, through the lintel, through the doorway, we look into the kingdom of summer. And out of the green and burning land, a rider comes. On a milk-white steed, wearing a gold star in his crown, and Tamlin rides into the room and stands with us, the fairy knight, the servant of the queen. And as we turn our attention to the west, behind Di and Andy, we see there a great gateway formed of ivory, formed of the jawbone of a great whale. We look into the deep west, into the place of the waters and fertility, into the place of the unsealing of the wells. And as we look through the gateway, as we look through the jaw of the whale, Fair Janet steps into our circle. Janet, who plucks the rose, Janet, who knows the land, who is Amma and Ima, and who can speak Amen. And as we turn our attention to the north behind me, we see a great trilithian door of deep dark stone with crystals sparkling in it. And so we look into the place that is over the hill, the hidden place, the place of mystery. And from out of the deep, dark shadow, Thomas the Rhymer comes. Poet and magician, wearing the green mantle, shod in green. Possessing the tongue that cannot lie. Teacher and guide of the green. Feel them linking together, Tamlin and Thomas, Janet and the Fairy Queen. Feel their web of relationship across the circle and around the circle. Feel them create the matrix, the cauldron in which we sit. Beneath us is the sacred land. Above us is the moon, the sun, and the thousand stars. In the center is the cauldron, and in the cauldron there is the spiral and the straight, turning together, twisting together. Drawing all threads to the center, manifesting all threads out of the center. And as we look deep into the cauldron, and as we look deep into the spiral, walking the ways of the spiral and the straight, we see a woman. Walking out of the center, out of the spiral, out of the straight, knowing its ways, knowing its methods. And Isabel Gaudí stands before us. One moment young, one moment old, one moment in mature life, wearing many faces, around her neck, we see the image of the Horned Lord, whom some call the devil. And as she opens her arms, we see within the spiral many hares running and bounding, walking, running the ways of the spiral, leaping up in the strait. And as she gestures, they come bounding into the room, running in and out between us, weaving the patterns of power and life. Before, sitting before us, each one, find your hare. And for a moment, be one with the hare. Feel its grace, feel its power, feel its living life. See with its eyes. See Isabel Gowdy, Thomas Rymer, Tamlin, Fair Janet, and the Fairy Queen. See the spiral and the strait, see the six directions of the world. See the woman and the Horned Lord. Bring your attention to Isabel Gaudi at the center of the circle. For a moment, be her hair. Be one with her. Be one with the hair within her. Feel the horned lord and the woman at the center. Feel the spiral and the straight. The place where all things converge, from which all things diverge. Receive the blessing of the Fairy Queen of Tamlin, of Fair Janet, of Thomas the Rhymer. Let their lives touch your life. Let this matrix embed itself in you, that you may walk the ways of the spiral and the straight, that you may walk in the web of the world. That you may mend it as it becomes frayed, that you may generate new parts of the web.